بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. At times we ask ourselves and we inquire of ourselves as to why we are here and the purpose of our existence. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has an angel, Jibreel, who when he stands, the heavens and the earth are incapable of encompassing him. If Allah needed sajda, He would have created 10 more Jibreel instead of me and you. Look at Allah. I am confined in this mess today and I say, I am, don't I? Allahu Akbar. As Fir'aun said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. When the human being transgresses, he proclaims himself as the God. And when he falls, he appears in sajda in front of stones. This is the nature of the human being. Confined in this mess, I say, I am. But what are you, O man? Have you looked at yourself from a lofty mountain? How humble and insignificant you appear at the bottom? Isn't it laughable, your state, O man? Have you seen the earth upon which you live? This earth is not observable in the scope of this galaxy. The most acutest of microscopes would not be able to pinpoint to your earth. And this galaxy of yours in which you exist seems insignificant in terms of the mighty stars that are there. What is your creation and what is your existence? Yet look at this merciful Allah. Look at this merciful, benevolent, compassionate Allah. He has accepted me just the way I am. Even my mother, if she were to know of my sins, would turn her face. The most compassionate lap that we find in the whole of this existence is the lap of the mother, for she is the manifestation of Rahmaniya of Allah. Even she turns her face away, but Allah embraces us and accepts us just the way we are. We say, O Allah, this is what I am. Accept me. And He smiles and He says, I awaited this day. Do you remember the story? When Moses was going to the mountain to engage in that whispered conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On his way, a disbeliever, a zindiq, an opponent of Allah, meets with Musa and says, Musa, I hear you're going to the meeting of your Lord. Moses said, indeed. He said, convey a message of mine to your God. What is it? He said, tell him that if he is my God, then I disbelieve him and reject belief in him outright. And tell him beyond that, that if he is claiming to feed me and to give me the very air that I breathe, then I no longer want his air and I no longer want sustenance from him. Moses approaches the foot of the mountain. Allah speaks with Moses. At the end of the secret whisper, Allah says, Moses, convey to me the message given to you by my slave. Moses shudders in embarrassment. He lowers his gaze. O Lord, how may I bring to my tongue such words? Convey it, O Musa, for the sweetness of the message has to be conveyed by your tongue. When Moses conveyed the message, Allah said, in return, when you meet this man, say salam to him from me. Say that your Lord says, peace be with you. And after you convey my salam, then tell him that you, despite being my slave, can turn away from my worship. But I, being your Lord, can never turn away from sustaining you until I've kept you alive. Look at the way Allah has kept us. Look at the way He embraces us. No matter how much sins we commit, He opens His arms and says, O child, O slave of mine, advance, come to me, I am awaiting you. With this we ask ourselves, why are we here? What is the one observable reality we see in this existence? If there is anything we can find and put our finger on, it is the progression and evolution of humanity. How? Look at humanity as a whole. Like a little child, it took birth with Adam. Until it reached a state of youthfulness and beyond to maturity. Just as me and you, with compassion from Allah and forgiveness which allows for this growth. How do we demonstrate that? There's a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent miracles to the people in accordance with their intellectual state of being. If you look at the miracle of Nuh, what was the miracle? It was the showering clouds, wasn't it? This rain is nothing but physical. There is no intellect involved. Why? Because humanity was immersed in that stage of a child when it had just taken birth and it was beginning to open its eyes. It was submerged in superstitions. It was submerged in physical attachment. So the miracle that came was extremely physical. Humanity progressed. It came to the level of Moses when it had acquired certain mastery over nature. It had learned how to exploit nature. So the miracle with which Musa came was a miracle that was rational but physically related. Moses came and threw a staff. That staff turned into a serpent. The serpent consumed other serpents. The miracle was where? The miracle was when Musa picked up the staff, it resumed its original form without any addition in the matter. Where did the matter go? It's logically inconceivable. Now look at this. Those magicians that were with Musa, these people have been immersed in the worship of Fir'aun and have excelled in their art and sorcery. They have exploited nature to that level all their lives. They have practiced idolatry. They have practiced what we termed as kufr. As soon as they see the miracle, they are the first ones to go inside sajda. The muttaqi of the Fir'aun people did not go into sajda. The worst of Fir'aun's people went inside sajda. Is there something in there for us to learn? And look at the ways of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lets his opponents come to a peak and brings about the minutest of miracles. Look at Namrud. Brought an overwhelming army, an invincible army. What did Allah do? Send little flies. Look at Abraha. Brought elephants. What did Allah do? Sent little birds. Look at what is happening. And of course, you do know the story, don't you? That first and foremost, when Musa himself threw the staff, he himself was afraid and he ran away. The hikmah was that Allah wanted to acquaint Musa with this phenomena. At least Musa throws his staff and he himself runs away on the day. He wanted to acquaint him that, look, this is what's going to happen when you do it, so be prepared. So when Moses did this, the magicians were the first ones to fall into sajda. Now these magicians do not have any association with Musa or the God of Musa. Fir'aun says to these magicians that you are his followers and he is your leader. I shall crucify you and cut you from feet to head and I will skin you alive. What do the magicians say? They say, no, you can do whatever you like to us. We will be returning to our merciful Lord who is far greater than you. Who taught this to the magicians? Who taught all of this to the magician? When the magicians had reached the peak of their excellence and they see a phenomena which is so overwhelming, immediately they acknowledge that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, whatever the human mind can do, Allah can do far more. So immediately they concluded 2 plus 2 is 4. Fir'aun, if we can do this and Allah can do this with the least effort, and then if you can punish us, then imagine how much more Allah can punish us. But look at Allah. These people have worshipped Fir'aun all their lives, and Allah in an instant has accepted them as His friends. Humanity progresses. It arrives at the level of Isa. When Isa came, his miracle was blowing life into dead, decaying bodies, curing the sick. The human mind had evolved to a level where it understood nature at a very fine level. But the miracle is still physically connected because it is to do with human bodies. It is still physically connected. So Isa came with a semi-physical miracle. Now, what is the purpose of miracle, by the way? Miracle should have two aspects to it. One is that it should be something that the people can relate to. And two, it should be of a nature that people submit to its excellence. So miracle has to be in accordance with the learning of the people so they can comprehend it. And it has to excel them by far. What happened when the Prophet came? He didn't throw a magic staff. He didn't breathe life into the dead bodies. He didn't do anything. He just said, "Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shani'aka huwal abtar." What is this? Where are the dead bodies? Where are the staff and the serpents? There was nothing. The greatest poet of the time adds a line, "Wallah ma hadha kalamul bashar." What was happening? Humanity had elevated to the level where now it's no longer physically constrained. Its mind had opened up, and now Allah sends a miracle which is a rational, intellectual miracle. The greatest miracle of Islam is that it has made man needless of any miracle after this. Oh man, you are the greatest miracle. What was the Quran? The Quran was a rational miracle. It challenges the minds. Something has happened here at this juncture of humanity. It has understood the worth of excelling intellectually and rationally, challenging the minds of the people at every era, at every level, at every rank. The hadith states that the miracles are always in accordance with the level of the thought of man. The whole of the point of this progression is that we are given time to mature. We are given time to evolve. We are given time to become complete human beings before that master of humanity can come.